This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Elections of the Umbrella Organization of All Nepali Journalists, Federation of Nepali Journalists, taking place today. Inoculation drive with China made and donated COVID-19 vaccine, Verocell, has started from today. And border clashes between Ethiopia's Afar and Somali regions have killed at least 100 people. Now, the news in detail. Elections of the Umbrella Organization of All Nepali Journalists, Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, is taking place today to choose its new leadership. This time, FNJ has adopted the first ever direct voting system to elect its central committee leadership. A total of 13,122 members are voting for new leadership in the Central Committee, Province Committees, District Chapters, Institutions and Associate Committees. Voting will take place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. As many as 152 candidates have filed their candidacies for 49 posts in the Central Committee. Bipul Pokhrel, Nirmala Sharma and Gajendra Budathoki have registered their candidatures for Central Leadership. FNJ is the umbrella organization of all Nepali journalists. Its main goal is to provide professional leadership by organizing working journalists at home and abroad, protect the welfare and rights of the working journalist, and work for the development of the overall journalism sector. The inoculation drive with China-made and donated COVID-19 vaccine Verocell has started from today. The government has decided to vaccinate those involved in the operation of emergency services, traders working across Sino-Nepal border, and Nepali students studying in China or is preparing to pursue education with Chinese scholarship with the China-made vaccine. The vaccine will also be used for frontline health workers and staff of hotels, tracking agencies and advertisement sector and internet service providers. Likewise, professors, sellers of the medicine, fruits and vegetables are among others who have been targeted for the inoculation campaign through this vaccine. For this, government has designated 14 hospitals and health centers as vaccination booths. 800,000 doses of Verocell had arrived in Kathmandu on March 29th. The vaccine, which is manufactured by the Beijing Institute of Biological Products, BIBP, China, under Sinopharm, was approved for emergency use against COVID-19 in Nepal on February the 17th. A 45-year-old coronavirus infected of Bhimdatta Municipality 15 died while undergoing treatment at Mahakali Hospital. He had returned from Gujarat, India on April 4th. In charge of District Health Office Kanchanpur, Shivaraj Sunar confirmed he died while being treated at the hospital. Health problems like eye infection and allergy have surfaced among the locals of Kanchanpur due to air pollution. According to assistant health worker of Jhalari-based health post, Lokendra Ayer, people with itchy eye and burning are turning up to the health post for treatment. He added, the problem has surfaced after the rise in air pollution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Border clashes between Ethiopia's Afar and Somali regions have killed at least 100 people in the latest outbreak of violence ahead of national elections in June. Deputy Police Commissioner of the Afar region said about 100 civilians, many of them herders, were killed since clashes broke out on Friday and continued through Tuesday. He blamed the violence on an attack by Somali regional forces. Both sides deny having initiated the attacks and blame the other side for the violence. The World Food Programme has reported a record 27.3 million people in Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, are facing acute hunger and are in urgent need of food aid. The latest United Nations report, which analyzes the severity of food emergencies worldwide, finds one-third of the Democratic Republic of Congo's people are critically short of food. The World Food Programme, which provides life-saving food aid to nearly one-third of the more than 27 million hungry people, says this humanitarian disaster is largely man-made. It says conflict is the key cause of hunger in DRC, with the conflict affected eastern provinces and the central region of the Casayas being the worst hit. Brazil has recorded more than 4,000 COVID-related deaths in 24 hours for the first time, as a more contagious variant fuels a surge in cases. Hospitals are overcrowded with people dying as they wait for treatment in some cities, and the health system is on the brink of collapse in many areas. The country's total death toll is now almost 337,000, second only to the United States. But President Bolsonaro continues to oppose any lockdown measures to curb the outbreak. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Elections of the Umbrella Organization of All Nepali Journalists, Federation of Nepali Journalists, taking place today. Inoculation drive with China-made and donated COVID-19 vaccine, Verocell, has started from today. And border clashes between Ethiopia's Afar and Somali regions have killed at least 100 people. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.